Sounds good. Welcome to the Sports Gamble Podcast. I'm here with the one and only Manuel, the Money Man. Is that your name that you're going with? I keep forgetting that.
Yeah, let's just roll with that. I mean, whatever. At my baptism, I was so baptized Manuel Godinez Hernandez, so whatever.
Cool, I'll stick with Manuel. How about that?
Yeah.
All right. So, guess what I did the other day?
I don't know, but first, you know, I want to say that to our loyal fans of maybe a dozen, maybe hopefully two dozen, thanks to Tiff Roach. Sorry for being away for so long, but now we're back, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, there was, you know, there was a little trouble meeting up with each other, and plus I went to Hawaii for 10 days, but
yeah,
now we're able to record using Skype, using the internet, using computers, technology. It's a great
thing. The internets, yeah, definitely.
I'm sitting in front of the computer, you're at your house, we don't even really need to look at each other anymore.
No, tell me about it. So I guess technology is not only for Tinder and for Snapchat.
It's also for recording podcasts about fantasy football.
Yes, to continue the nerdumship. Is that even a word?
No, it's definitely not a word. but yeah, guess what I did the other day, man?
Were you in Hawaii?
I was, but I...
It doesn't matter where you were at?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Okay. Okay, I don't know. Give me a hint.
Well, I was mock drafting.
Great.
Do you mock draft?
You know what? Actually, I was going to tell you, you know what? I'm not going to mock draft this year.
Okay. Why?
So I'm going to leave that all to you.
Okay.
And I hope that doesn't, you know, put in question my credibility with the listenership, but I think I had a pretty good track record just with my gut, you know?
Your gut does have a good track record.
All right. Thank you.
I think it's a good time to start mock drafting. Training camps are coming around. You know, you're starting to join your leagues and get set up. Hey, but it's, you know, now's a good time. Get out there and mock draft Yahoo, ESPN, whatever. One way you can practice is with mock drafting. The other way you can practice...
That just sounds terrible.
...is by listening to this podcast and then practicing that advice in a mock draft. Anyways.
And me and Roach should take this very seriously. So
very seriously, as you can tell by our podcast.
And if you guys think you're out there and have a draft with us, you know how we're going to draft, you know, so be it. We're just that confident in our game that... We're still going to outdraft you.
Also, so. We could just be lying right now to trick you. This podcasting could be a whole scheme to throw you off the scent of drafting Antonio Brown number one.
I'm not a liar, bro, but I do have a scent. Whoa. All right.
Right. So today, this podcast, our third podcast, we're going to get into our wide receiver breakdown. Our previous one was running back ranking breakdown. We're just going to look at the ESPN rankings. We're going to discuss them. Wide receiver is a hot topic this year because last year wide receivers kicked ass and won a lot of leagues. So now everyone's thinking, let's draft wide receivers all day, which is great. We're also going to talk a little bit about daily fantasy football. I'm going to give you my opinion.
And you know what? Hold on. Before that, I've been meaning to give you mad props because even before these, you know, we didn't have access to these covers where Antonio Brown's on the cover of, you know, Sports Illustrated and, you know, ESPN, the magazine. We said, like, wide receiver. Particularly you last year were like, dude, we gotta ditch running backs, we gotta go to wide receivers, you know? And I just like thank God that I'm open minded and I was like, yeah, you're right. We had a third pick in the draft and I remember we're like, dude, should we take, you know, Le'Veon, Jamal Charles?
No, Le'Veon wasn't there. It was between CJ Anderson or Antonio Brown.
No, I think AP was there, wasn't it?
No, AP and Bell went
one. One of the elite guys was there, though. We were third.
It was basically between Jamal and Antonio Brown.
Okay, that's what it was. Jamal. That's what it was. Uh-huh. Don't say CJ Anderson ever again.
We were talking about him. There was a serious CJ Anderson conversation. Anyways, that was last year. We're looking forward to this year. We're going to talk about...
I'm just saying, that's the kind of futuristic diagnostics you're going to get here at the Sports Gamble Podcast.
I like that. Futuristic diagnostics. That's good. Yeah, we'll talk a little about DFS, and then we're going to talk a little bit about some betting. You did go to Vegas recently, so we'll be able to talk about that. And if you want to, you know, bandwagon on Manuel's bets, you guys can win money together, or you can blame it on him if you lose.
Definitely. You can reach me at altichiva@yahoo.com, and you can ask me some questions about why I bet what or whatever.
And look out for some posts, too. We got to get some posts of your bets, man. Come on now. Get those going. People can get go to the site that way. We don't.
Well, to be honest with you, I've been just doing a ton of research right now, so I haven't really got down. You know what? I'm lying. I got down, but I decided to slow my roll until I had, you know, like some more battle positions won. Like, you know, realize like who's going to start for the Niners, even though I really don't see them winning five games, but that's for another podcast probably.
All right. So yeah, let's get into these wide receivers. So, you know, one of the main questions is, why are wide receivers so important lately, or why is there this big change now? All of a sudden, everybody wants to draft wide receivers. Top three picks should be wide receivers, or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're the focal point of they're the focal point of offenses, and I'll even go as far as to say they're the focal point of special teams. I mean, you have Antonio Brown, you know, going back there and taking punts back to the house. They're probably the most athletic players on the field. You know, Tyler Lockett, he brings back, you know, kickoff returns. They used to be running backs back there, you know, but now it's wide receivers. Today, as we're recording this, is July 31st, not even August. I guess the people in the Giants camp, the New York Football Giants, were held their breaths. All the air was taken out of the little complex they were practicing in because Janoris Jenkins apparently almost hurt ODB Jr. for the year. So really? I guess just, yeah.
Breaking
news. The offenses are just predicated. Even Michael Irvin was like, dude, Janoris Jenkins needs to know that he's got to let him catch that ball. And I was like, he's just being out there being competitive. So, I mean, it's a passing league. It's predicated. I mean, if you have guys like, you know, I know it's hard to find a quarterback. But if you have guys like, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Kirk Cousins, you know, and Brian Hoyer, Tannehill, you know, those guys, they need receivers such as DeAndre Hopkins, Jarvis Landry. What other quarterback did I say, you know? Do you know what I'm saying? So
Matty Ice, you know?
Yeah, Matty Ice. Matty Ice would be he would be extra poo-poo smell if he didn't have Julio Jones, you know, so.
Right. Well, you know, you can play Julio Jones every week and be happy. If you're playing Matty Ice every week, you're probably not happy.
Exactly.
There's the difference. And obviously, you know, there's big a change in football recently where passing is more important than running. Well, especially during the regular season. I mean, that's all we're talking about because it's fantasy.
Yeah, passing. I'm sorry. Just to go along with that, you know, passing is going to move you down the field. It's an exciting home run play. It puts points up on the board faster than anything, and the NFL knows its audience.
Yeah, and you know, that's just the way the league's going. And obviously not all leagues are PPR, but a lot of leagues are. I think all the leagues I play in are. DraftKings is PPR, so that just puts even much more emphasis on receptions, and receivers get receptions obviously. So wide receiver, very important.
They even succumb to putting him in the backfield. You know, you could put him up as a running back, and then they're going to get to that corner and score a touchdown.
Yeah, but you know that's not really as common. But anyways, let's look into these rankings, okay? And the way ESPN has it right now is Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, and Julio Jones, but those are also the top three ADP in mock drafts. You know, the nerdy thing we were talking about?
Yeah.
In a PPR league, could you see yourself taking a running back before one of those three?
I think I'd put, like, Gurley up there. But I know this isn't the running back show.
It's not, but I'm just to, you know, give some reference. In a PPR
league. Yeah, I mean, there's some guys I definitely would... Like I love, but I definitely still – I would put it this way. If it was between ODB and Gurley, I would pick Gurley.
Okay. Julio Jones and Gurley?
Gurley.
So the only receiver you're taking over Gurley is Antonio Brown? No?
Pops? No, I'd probably go with DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, there's a hot take right there. Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, and Julio Jones are all underneath Hopkins for you.
Yeah, because Hopkins plays in the AFC South, and I don't have to look at the schedule to know that he plays the Colts twice, Tennessee twice, Jacksonville Jaguars twice, and Gurley's going to play the Seahawks twice, Cardinals twice, and your Niners twice.
True. Yeah, that tough against the run, all of those teams.
Yeah, division, tough division. Uh-huh. I mean, I'd have to explore deeper than that. I could, but I'll take him over Dez Bryant. I would take him over Allen Robinson, A.J. Green, Jordy Nelson.
But let me get back to DeAndre just for one second. I mean, I know you're still talking about him, but you're not worried about his quarterback situation?
Oh, my God. It's funny you bring up his quarterback situation. I read something crazy today. If you give me a second.
I mean, he didn't have the greatest quarterback play last year either. So
yeah, and thank God he's not a holdout, right?
Well, he held out for one day.
So. Yeah, what an idiot. But
I mean, okay. Brock Osweiler's kind of unproven, you know?
No, he's hella unproven. It's funny you say that because since he graduated high school, Brock Osweiler has only had 21 starts. That's combined with NFL and his career at Arizona State. 21 starts, okay? Now, just to put it simple, just forget the details, okay? Brian Hoyer last year threw 262 passes. Brock Osweiler threw 251 passes, right?
Right.
Brian Hoyer had 12 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Osweiler had 9 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. And they gave that guy $72 million.
Wow.
And they had the same, you know, completion percentage. And their passing yards was like 1847 to 1821. It's just like comparable stats that they just let this other guy go. And I don't know if – I was high on Brock Osweiler, so I read that. I was like, oh, my God, that's very eerie. And I watched a lot of Broncos games last year because they were trash and I was betting against them. And I definitely, you know, Demaryius Thomas didn't have his best year and he didn't have a tight end to throw to, you know, Vernon Davis was trash after they got him from the Niners.
Wait. I just want to just let you know the Broncos won the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. And they had a corpse playing at quarterback.
But you're calling them trash.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
So yeah, it's very scary. I mean, I have a lot of faith. And Coach O'Brien definitely knows what he's doing with his quarterbacks. He had 4 different quarterbacks, and they still made it to the playoffs. So, you know, hopefully – I wish him the best, and he definitely has weapons, Brock Osweiler, that is. You know, he's going to have former Heisman Trophy candidate Braxton Miller out of Ohio State, you know, Corey Fuller out of Notre Dame, first-round draft pick, and, of course, DeAndre Hop, which is not to mention he's going to have Lamar Miller. Now, Lamar Miller, we've discussed him before in the running back podcast, but Lamar Miller, I'll have you know, since 2012, he does not have that tread, you know, that tire wear on his tread.
Mm-hmm.
He's only had 2 games in his Dolphins career where he's been, you know, carried the rock more than 20 times. And me and you were talking about, like, yeah, they give him the rock in the first half and they disappear. Like, what's going on? That's all coaching. It's bad coaching. And that's why they have a new regime. Why they didn't give him money, I don't know. But not only does he have, you know, 20 or more carries twice in his career, but he also has a third highest carry per average in since 2012, since he was drafted. Only above him is Jamal Charles, which is coming off a knee injury, which I can't trust, and Adrian Peterson, who's, you know, 32, you know?
So how does this relate to DeAndre Hopkins?
I think it relates to DeAndre Hopkins because he's going to get a lot of, you know, balls thrown his way. Because now there's a lot of playmakers around him, but he's going to take advantage of the most because he has not only the deep abilities, but he can go underneath. I just think he's in for, like, a tremendous year. Not only with his contract demands, he's just going to put up a monster year.
Okay. Me personally, I'm just going to go with the safe picks, and I would take Brown, Beckham, or Julio over him. But that's just me.
Hold on. But you say safe picks. And
no.
DeAndre Hopkins has more games played than ODB. Like, ODB is always, like, he's very fragile. If you look at his career, he missed the first four games of his rookie year with the hamstring. And even last year, he missed some games. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was some kind of leg injuries. I'll tell you that.
Well, DeAndre Hopkins is also a safe pick. I mean, these guys, you know, like one of the things we talked about, all of these receivers are really good. But I want to move on to two guys in particular that I want to get your opinion on.
Okay, but on the record, so you're ODB guy and I'm a D-Hop guy.
Yes.
But meaning DeAndre Hopkins.
Right.
D-Hop. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you could. That's a good nickname. We'll call him D-Hop.
Okay, well, that's his Twitter handle, but okay.
All right. Good. So if you want to follow him, it's D-Hop. Thank you, Manuel. So these next two guys are coming off injuries. Dez Bryant and Jordy Nelson. Both. I mean, I would say Dez Bryant's more talented. Jordy Nelson might have, you know, a better quarterback, maybe a little more consistent play. Give me your thoughts on Dez Bryant and Jordy Nelson, because I know Dez kind of came back a little bit late in the year, didn't look that great. He also didn't have Tony Romo. Jordy Nelson has, you know, Aaron Rodgers as a quarterback, and the year before he got hurt, you know, he put up tremendous numbers. What can we expect from these two guys this year?
Well, I mean, I think they're rightfully ranked. I mean, Dez Bryant 5 and Jordy Nelson 8. I think you're going to expect a monster year and from Dez Bryant, as long as Tony Romo's healthy. I think in Dallas, the success of the passing game is more predicated on the success of the run game. When Dez Bryant, and the only reason he's up there at number 5, when he had that tremendous contract season, is when DeMarco Murray nearly ran for 2,000 yards his contract year. So, therefore, it's not that the run depends on the pass. I think it's the other way around in Dallas. And they have the awesomest offensive line I have ever seen, honestly. I mean, unless you're talking about Alabama running over, you know, South Carolina State in October. But that doesn't matter in this podcast. Yeah, so I think Dez Bryant he's gonna beast out, definitely. Right. If you're talking about between him and Jordy Nelson.
Okay, here's my biggest issue with Dez Bryant, and the reason why I brought him up, and you pointed out if Tony Romo can stay healthy. Now, Tony Romo's had like 17 back surgeries, right? I tweaked my back in Hawaii, still kind of hurts, right? I can't imagine what that guy has to go through, some of the pain. He's had back surgeries. And you talk about their offensive line being great. I mean, he got hurt with this behind the same great offensive line. And I'm not necessarily saying it's the offensive line's fault. The way he plays, the way he scrambles, the way he tries to, you know, buy himself extra time, he sets himself up for big hits. He's tough. He stays in the pocket, he tries to deliver the throw. But he also gets freaking krasmalacked, to borrow a word from my friend Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, I mean, that's I'm fair. Scared. But when making all I'm these scared. Prognostications... Yeah, and you have the right to be scared. I mean, when I'm making all these prognostications, I assume that everybody's going to stay healthy. And I can't really talk about, oh, this guy's injury prone and that guy's not injury prone. I mean, they're playing a very violent game, so I can't really predict injuries. And you're the one who really taught me that. And I understand that you can't predict injuries. I just don't think there's a such thing as, you know, injury prone. I think sometimes guys are more unlucky than others.
Well, some guys, you know, yeah, sometimes it's bad luck. Sometimes guys do seem to get injured a little bit more. Jadeveon Clowney, you know, there's a guy who always seems to always be injured. But all I'm saying is I'm on the other side. I would rather have Jordy Nelson because I think he plays in a much more he plays with a much more consistent quarterback who seems to be on the field more.
So you're saying that you'd rather have Jordy Nelson over Dez Bryant. Jordy Nelson's coming off a horrific knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
Just off the fact that you don't know if Tony Romo's going to stay on the field, right?
Based on the fact that I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have a much better year than Tony Romo. And yeah, that's what kind of tips the scales for me.
You know who had the lowest per average pass last year in the NFL?
Colin Kaepernick or Blaine Gabbert?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And that is with his padded stat of when he threw that Hail Mary against the Lions.
He had two Hail Marys last year, I believe, right?
But the other one was in the playoffs, so it didn't count.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. That's great. That's great.
That's great. So this consistency call you're talking about Aaron Rodgers just really isn't there. I mean, I would say that I would stay away from Aaron Rodgers because he's not really going to do anything unless he has a proven running game. And then you put in your faith on what's his fat running back's name?
He's the formerly fat Eddie Lacy. He's in shape now.
So he went on the Jared diet? I mean, wait, hold on. No, I shouldn't say that. Well, anyways, you're out of your mind. I put my faith in Dez Bryant over Jordy Nelson.
All right, we'll see. All right, so there's another guy I want to talk to you about who's not coming off injury, but he played great last year.
Hold on. I think you bypassed somebody very important because
go for it.
You went to Jordy. I wanted to get your thoughts on AJ Green. I think he's great.
I think he's great too. I would have AJ Green over probably Dez and Jordy.
What effect on his greatness will the fact that not one, but two of his wide receiver mates are gone out of the picture? Mohamed Sanu being in Atlanta, which I think is, you know, a good value pick, and also Marvin Jones being in Detroit to try and replace Calvin Johnson, I guess. And so, I mean, you probably being the layman, and I'm not talking shit, don't even know who's there to take over for the Cincinnati Bengals at wide receiver since he left.
I know they drafted a rookie, right? And didn't they?
They drafted a rookie. Mm-hmm. Tyler Boyd out of Pitt, second round. Uh-huh.
And they also signed a free agent.
And crappy old Brandon LaFell came over, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, the thing with these guys, AJ Green, Dez Bryant, DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, these guys. These guys, they know.
The game isn't predicated on who's around them. You're
defenses,
totally right.
Defenses know they're going to get the ball. The quarterbacks throw it up to them, and they catch it regardless. AJ Green, you know, who knows if those other receivers were only good because they had AJ Green, you know, occupying the defense.
Totally agree.
We'll find out. I'm not concerned about that in the slightest. To answer your question.
Well, I think Sanu has speed to burn, and playing in the dome, he's gonna do fairly well. He's just an all-around great athlete. I still remember him throwing a couple touchdowns on the Red Zone channel. But yeah, you're right. You're totally right. I couldn't have put it better myself. You know, he's one of these guys that he's gonna do great no matter who's around. So I'm with you on that. Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting. Carry on.
So we got the guy I was talking about, Brandon Marshall. He doesn't have a quarterback. They don't have a quarterback yet.
Yeah, he does. You missed that while you were in Hawaii.
What happened?
He signed $1 million, 12 million.
Fitzpatrick?
With incentives, it could be worth up to $15 million.
Oh, I did miss that when I was in Hawaii.
It's all right.
So he does have a quarterback. So
I don't like him. I'd say stay away anyway. He's overvalued. I think he had his good year. He's 32. You can go Eric Decker way, and you'll be just fine. Have more value.
Okay, well, you heard it there. Decker has more value. Decker did really good last year, caught a lot of touchdowns. I think Brandon Marshall will have a little bit more value in a PPR league. He'll be good. And one of the points I wanted to make, we start getting into the, okay, out of the top 10, we got, you know, Jeffrey at 11, Mike Evans, Watkins.
Wait, hold on. I have Jeffrey at 10 in these rankings.
That's what I said. You have Jeffrey at 10, Mike Evans,
I'm sorry.
Watkins.
I apologize. Okay.
All of these guys are number ones on their team, and they could be top 10 receivers in fantasy. You know, Mike Evans is a freak athletically. He's tall. Sammy Watkins turned it on late last year. So did Brandon Cooks. Amari Cooper, you know, him and Derek Carr seem to, you know, have a great relationship on the field. Amari Cooper looked great last year.
When he was healthy.
Right. Yeah, when he was healthy. It's when you start getting into 15 and we see Demaryius Thomas. Now, I know Demaryius Thomas, once again, is another one of these guys who's athletic.
Yeah, he's like a poor man's Dez Bryant, I would imagine.
Right. But I don't know about his quarterback situation.
I mean, yeah, I definitely don't know about his quarterback situation. And he seems like he's just coasting it ever since he got his contract. He dropped a lot of balls last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, I think I would rather have Emmanuel Sanders if I was going to go for somebody on that team.
Right.
Yeah, 15 and Demaryius Thomas seems just right off his career numbers. But I definitely see him as a stay-away candidate. But as far as Keenan Allen and T.Y. Hilton, I think they're moving up on my board over, like, Brandon Cooks. I don't really see Brandon Cooks as an elite number one. I think he really is dependent on somebody. Like, if he had, you know, like A.J. Green on the side, I know there's not, like, A.J. Green's walking around everywhere. But I think Brandon Cooks is going to learn, you know, he doesn't have, let's say, Colston's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Or the kid, he went to Miami last year, but he was a burner. He was a deep threat. I forget his name.
I know who you're talking about. I forget his name, too.
Fuck. It's not Kenny Hill.
No. No. I know who you're talking about. But, okay. So that's how you feel about Brandon Cooks.
Oh, Kenny Stills.
Kenny Stills. There you go.
Yeah, I said Kenny Hill.
Yeah, you're very close, dude. Very close. Man.
Yeah, so if Jimmy Graham's not there, he hasn't been there, you know?
Uh-huh.
So.
And you mentioned Keenan Allen, and he was having a great year before he got hurt last year. And
he missed 8 games, man. He was on pace.
He was having a great year.
Yeah, to be top 5. He would have been in this top 5 list.
And
he probably would have been at, like, Allen Robinson, like, right at number 6. Right.
The Chargers love to throw.
They do. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because they keep drafting running backs. They can't run worth a shit. Ryan Matthews, Melvin Gordon.
Right. Well, and they seem to always fall behind, too, so that helps.
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think about number 18 on this ranking? We're using the ESPN rankings, by the way. Kelvin Benjamin. I mean, the Panthers' offense last year was amazing.
Uh-huh.
Cam Newton looks like he's coming into his prime. Kelvin Benjamin, his rookie year, looked great. He gets hurt, misses the whole year, misses out on that great offensive year. What do you think?
I think he's just right. Because if you look at guys above him, Julian Edelman, and I'm gonna skip guys I don't like. Julian Edelman, Doug Baldwin, Macklin, Golden Tate, Michael Floyd, Devontae Parker. You know, I think he's just right because I want to endorse him, but I don't know where he's at mentally. I don't know if he wants to give it a full go. I mean, you know, tearing your ACL, that's a horrific injury. I can't even imagine. If it was between, like, Kelvin Benjamin and like, let's say, you know, Jarvis Landry, who's at 21, mm-hmm. who would you go with?
I mean, the upside's there for Benjamin, but Landry, he looked so good last year, but, man, it's hard to trust Tannehill.
It's hard to trust Tannehill, but you're right. He looked so good last year, and I really have faith in this new Gase coach that the Dolphins have. Eric Decker's at 24, Randall Cobb's at 23. You know, I would only like Kelvin Benjamin more than Jeremy Maclin just because, oh my God, the Kansas City Chiefs, they can't seem to put the ball in the fucking end zone.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating, true. Man. And if they throw it, I think the Travis Kelce is going to have more of a shot at a touchdown than Jeremy Maclin.
You're right. And, you know, he's a much bigger target down there in the red zone. You want me to tell you about a guy who I think's a little bit overrated this year?
Sure. Give me a number.
Number 20. Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, big time. He just signed a fat contract.
He had those ridiculous games where he had 3 touchdowns. He was on a roll. That offense was clicking. Doug Baldwin was getting those catches. I just think number 20 is a little too high for Doug Baldwin. I'm also a little bit bigger fan of the other kid they got there, Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, I talked about it with you. I don't even know if we were recording at the time, but yeah, I think Tyler Lockett's in for a big year, big time, man. I mean, we weren't recording, yeah. Been watching that kid since he was at Kansas State. Kid played quarterback, running back, returned punts, returned kicks. You know, he was like I said, a quarterback, a running back, wide receiver. That's just the kind of guys you want out there that can just play everything like it's like a freaking playground, you know?
Right. All right, so we started to get into, you know, the mid-25, so we're starting to look at maybe...
Yeah, Golden Tate, too. He's... Get him out of there. Get that fool out, just out of the top 50. I don't know. Oh, man,
it's so hard because we don't know if it was Calvin Johnson who was... We know that it was Calvin Johnson who was getting all the attention and leaving, you know, Golden Tate for all these
catches. All the underneath stuff, yeah.
And he was good in the PPR league last year, but I think the stats are there.
I don't think he was good. We be sitting there praying, I wanted reasons to bench that fool. And you're like, we can't. We got to start that fool. Like, he gets targets. And I'm like, fuck.
He does get targets, and that's...
You're just sitting there grinning, huh? Man.
That's really important for receivers.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, though. I think I have an interesting question for you right here. Out of 27, 29, and 31, I think they got their order a little effed up.
So you're talking about...
All the Arizona receivers,
the Arizona
brother.
Receivers. And they seem to be nice. What a conundrum, nice and bunched, huh? Right there. They seem to be nice and bunched together because maybe the rankers don't know.
Yeah, I think they don't know. So they can get an easy cop-out. Like, oh, well, we have them all right there. And just to let you guys know, they have at 27, they have Michael Floyd, who's coming onto a contract year. So maybe they're banking on that. And then at 29, they have Larry Fitzgerald, and he's going to be 39 in by Christmas. No, I'm kidding. And then number 31, the burner, John Brown, at number 31.
I like Michael Floyd.
Yeah, I like John Brown, brother.
Okay, but I think I like Larry Fitzgerald the least out of all of them.
Yeah, I think it's time to sell on Larry Fitzgerald. I think he's still going to have those two or three games to try to get people who don't know the other names just like the right to justify, like, oh, this is Larry Fitzgerald. But I think it's just you got to get that week right. I would like him more like on a DFS level.
Against the Niners, he'll probably have a couple of those games.
You said it.
He seems to save a few of those good games for the Niners.
Yeah, you know, so.
Right. All right, so, yeah, there's three good receivers. I like Floyd. You like Brown. Stay away from Fitzgerald if you can. Now we start getting into the 30s and 40s. They got Tyler Lockett at 36, like we talked about. I think he's a nice little sleeper. I think Michael Crabtree is a good option in PPR. I think the Raiders are going to throw the ball a lot more. And
where's Crabtree at?
They got Crabtree at 35.
Okay, yeah.
All right, we're going to go ahead and split this into two podcasts. Next podcast, we'll finish up our wide receiver rankings. And we'll discuss a little DFS. Emmanuel talks a few Vegas bets. Peace.